A lot of times you do things over the weekend that you don't get credit for. We know that here, and it's time for us to give you the credit you deserve. In order to do that, we do this.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What happened, Raven?
So you know that we planted grass about 3-4 weeks ago now.
Oh, God, the never-ending grass growing.
You know what? Let's try and keep a positive attitude here, okay?
This will be the year.
The grass has been growing. It's going well, but now we're reaching the time of year where, like, the sprinkler system has, like, all these automatic things built in to turn itself off, and it won't work all this time. You got to have water.
Fancy.
When it comes to grass, Anna, you got to have a... Yeah, well, it'd be fancy if I knew how to actually work it. That's the thing. Nobody knows how to edit these apps. I don't know how to do it. That's why you need a sprinkler professional. Anyways, I manually fired all the sprinklers all weekend long, timed it out so it did not tax the well, and so that it provided enough water for all the grass. And that grass is growing, Anna Zapp.
Wait a minute.
Nobody said anything.
Hold on.
As a matter of fact, people were like, why is the grass wet?
You actually activated your own sprinkler?
It was crazy.
And Alicia, your wife, and no one, not even the neighbors, said, oh my goodness, look at what you did.
It was basically like a complaint when it was pointed out to them.
Okay, let's give you some credit right now.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
That baby grass didn't have a chance,
right.
That baby grass.
It's like having a child. It's like me waking up in the middle of the night, you know, changing it.
Right.
Burping it, feeding it, whatever it is that you do with children.
Yep.
That's basically the same thing that I did with the grass.
Your baby grass is like an actual baby.
Yeah, that's right.
And somebody had to feed that baby.
That's right.
And you turned on the sprinklers and no one even said thank you.
2 days in a row I did that. Wow. 2 days in a row.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you did that. Sometimes, you know, normally, Raven, what we do here is we give credit for things that you did that you didn't get credit for.
Sure.
This weekend, it's what I didn't do.
What didn't you do?
That I deserve credit for. I was grocery shopping, and I was in the freezer aisle, and they were having sale on Turkey Hill ice cream, 2 for $5. So how do you not purchase that?
Right. I mean, it's a
steal.
It's a bargain. Yeah, Turkey Hill, not my favorite, but it is a bargain.
Running for $2 for $5. Like, you deal with it, you know?
Right.
So I'm in the freezer, and I have the 2 gallons of the ice cream, and I back up to go put it in my carriage.
Right.
And a woman sideswipes me with her carriage.
Oh, my gosh.
And I trip right into it. And I go, oh!
Right.
I go, excuse me.
Exclaimed.
Now, any normal person in their right mind would be like, are you okay? Oh, my gosh, are you all right? And she looked at me and she goes, you should watch where you're going.
Wow.
And I stopped because there was a part of me that wanted to point out to her that there are arrows on the floor in this COVID grocery store.
She was pointing in the wrong direction.
She was in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So if you're driving down the wrong one-way street
and
you hit someone, whose fault is it?
Now, you know that you probably walked down that aisle the wrong way, too. But
I did not.
But you were stationary at this time.
I did not. I was going the right way down the one-way freezer aisle, and she hit me, and then she blamed it on me. And I already was tired and a little bit hangry.
Sure.
And I wanted to scream at her and be like, I don't know if you realize this, lady, but you're going the wrong way down a one-way aisle.
But you didn't do that.
But I just said, oh, I'm sorry about that. And I bit my lip because I didn't want to cause a scene at Stop and Shop.
Right. Well, that was very grown up of you. Good job. Let's give you some credit for that.
Thank you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
Yep.
And then I take the 2 gallons of Turkey Hill.
And I put it in my carriage. And it's on sale for $5.
I thought you were going to tell me that you put it back.
Oh, no.
After all that.
Are you crazy? Did you hear what I said? 2 for $5? You nuts? All right. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person. Better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? Don't worry. We'll give you that credit. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, this weekend, I canceled my plans with my best friend so I could help my brother out. He needed help to move into his new apartment, so I said I would cancel my plans and help him. And not only did he not say thank you, but he promised me'd order pizza, and he made me order it on my Uber Eats app, so I ended up paying for it.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
And that's like a $50 pizza then.
Yeah.
You know, on Uber Eats, it's like a $70 pizza. I don't think I'm doing it right.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit you deserve right now.
You're simply the best. And all.
You thought that pizza was going to be delicious, hot, right. And free.
Free.
It wasn't.
Nothing better than free pizza.
Nope.
Let's be honest.
No,
nothing worse than pizza that you thought was going to be free, and then you have to get the pizza to bail out said problem.
It's actually one of the biggest problems with all the apps and the delivery is that one person does it, and next thing you know, you pay for it, and no one even realizes that you paid for it.
Right.
Yeah.
$72 later.
Right. It's like, I just got two slices. Why is it so expensive?
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I got the mother of my children, who I do not live with anymore, a birthday gift, as I always do. And my stepfather bought her one already from my children, and I didn't get any credit for it. So
wait, was the gift from the kids or from you now? Now it's officially from you. Now it's weird.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
No. You stepped up and did what was right, and no one was even
Nobody even acknowledged it.
No one acknowledged it. We'll give you the credit you deserve. It's coming up.
I get no doubt.
I mean, you can't send the kids over there without a gift.
Right, that's your job. That's your job
that
as a parent.
That is one part of the job.
Yeah.
More difficult at certain times in life than it is other times.
I am 40 years old. Without fail, the day before my mom's birthday, my dad will call or text me and say, go pick a gift up for your mother.
Right.
From me. And don't forget the card. It's a job.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, I tell you, this past weekend, I spent 4 hours raking all the leaves in my yard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't use the blower. I use a real rake, okay? My wife comes home getting her hair done, and she looks at it, and she says, oh, but look, a few more just fell.
Mm. Yeah, that's the worst part about it.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit that you deserve. Hold on. Here it comes.
He used a real rake at his app.
It was a real one.
Real rake.
It wasn't even a blower.
No shortcuts.
No.
Here.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999.